This lighting might be super blown out, just like my. I'm just kidding. Where am I? Does it even matter? Nothing really matters. This probably won't make the edit, or maybe it will. Never really know what David's gonna do. Do I, David?
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the totally wholesome, not dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one.
Did you guys know that if you have a fig tree and you water it, that figs will grow? And the more water you give that fig tree, the bigger the figs will get? I knew that too, because anyone with half a brain who knows how plants work knows that to get a better yield on your crop, you need more water, right? Now, where do I live? Does anyone know? Because there's been some speculation on that from all these people who keep getting catfish. Just stop. Stop going to WhatsApp. Stop going to Telegram. Stop. Just stop. Have we learned nothing by now? It's been 12 years of me having to educate grown men on how not to get catfished by someone on the internet. Like, it's just not that hard to not get catfished. I've never been catfished in all of my years on the internet. Anyway, so figs. I have a fig tree. And listen, for a good many years that I lived in this house, my sprinkler system was broken. It was a whole thing. And I live in a desert. So we have things like watering restrictions. I don't think we can even have grass anymore, if I'm not mistaken. So there are certain times of day that you can water certain amounts that you can water, right? Now, I could pay a load more money and get massive figs, but they have the audacity. I don't know where the Stepford County bullshit I live in. But if I go outside of my house, this is why I don't. But the fig tree hangs. And so I need to collect figs from the front yard, the backyard. It's a lot of figs, okay? And if I collect enough figs, then maybe Ian won't eat so many of them that he actual figs in the house. Full figs. I'm talking the little stem, everything. I don't even know. It was a lot of figs. So my neighbor comes by as I'm harvesting these figs, and they're decent sized figs. I actually made like some fig jam. It was super cool. I never done that before. Figs are really yummy. And my little neighbor comes out in her rollers, you know, the things that go in your hair. Is that what they're called? The hair rollers? Rolling hair, whatever. She had little rolls in her hair, little rolls underneath too, but she was wearing a house coat, so you wouldn't be able to see anything, right? And slippers. Like, it was like something out of like a cartoon. Like, I'm like, is this a Family Guy or something? I don't even know what's happening. And she comes over, she's like calling to Ian and like making him come to her, and like in the street, mind you, just no regard. I'm like, what are you even talking about? And then she keeps making multiple passes, telling me that I need to water my fig tree. And I'm like, lady, this tree has never in its life had figs until this year, because I have worked on the watering system. Well, if you just keep watering the figs, and you know, I love figs myself, and I just think that, you know, a lot of people don't know that you need to give them water, because if you water the figs, then the figs will get bigger, and I like bigger figs. They're gonna taste better. Shut up! It's not your tree. It's not your tree, it's not your house, not your monkey, not your circus. What are you talking about? Do you want me to water my fig tree more so that you can come by and pick little figs from the outside because you love figs so much? Buy your own fig tree, water your fig tree yourself, pay the exorbitant, is that the word? Wait, that doesn't sound right. Hang on, I gotta look. Exorbitant. That's totally not right. Now, listen, this is going to be a really unhinged solo episode. I don't know if you noticed, but I have no guest going on. It's just me. And there's a reason that I felt I needed to do a solo episode today, and it's to get a lot of things off my chest. So don't worry, we're going to get there, but I needed to know how to say exorbitant, unreasonably high, exorbitant. What was I saying? An exorbitant, exorbitant, whatever it is, it's unusually large. An unusually large fig is what this lady's looking for. No, I was talking about the unreasonably high cost of watering said fig tree to the point that this lady can see figs that are worth her time. I don't care if you don't like how big or small my figs are. Size isn't everything. It's about the flavor, lady. And listen, I think that if you're that concerned about my figs, that you've been stealing some figs. So maybe you've been fig picking without my knowledge. Water it yourself. Give me some money and maybe I can water my fig tree more so that you can take your little figs. Because you love figs so much. And you just have to educate everybody. Go put on pants. You're outside. I made the choice to put on pants and to put on a whole outfit. Like, listen, I don't care. Like, whatever. If you're going to go do your thing. But don't, like, come up to me with your house coat, like, half open on the middle of the street. And try to educate me about my fig tree. I'm a grown-ass woman. And you're, like, very, very grown. You should know better than that. Like, leave people alone. What are we even talking about now? Oh. So figs. I really do love figs though. It's nice. Now, apparently also, I didn't know this about fig trees, but there's like a sap that's on them. And it's kind of like how they kind of have that little sticky coating like on the leaves and the branches. And I climbed up in that tree because I was trying to get to the very top where the sun is warming all these nice figs because they're the ones that are ripest. You know what I mean? So I'm climbing up there picking. I probably spent like 45 minutes like in the fig tree. Right. And it was really fun. I was like, damn, I haven't climbed a tree in a really long time. Anyway, no problems. Right. My man tries to go outside to pick some figs with me and he gets up there in the leaves. He broke out all over his arms and chest and it was crazy. It was crazy. So apparently that sap can be like a really big skin irritant to some people. And it got me thinking because like I remember back in the day, like growing up in Michigan, Midwest, all those like stinging nettles and stuff like that, or like seeing other people get like poison oak or poison ivy. I was so afraid of getting it all the time. But yeah, I was always in the woods and fields. Like, certainly, shouldn't I have had it at some point? Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast. What are we talking about? Why did I never get poison ivy? Do people even get poison ivy anymore? Because you never hear about it anymore. Wait, hang on. It's curious. Is this like quicksand? Because I remember at like so much shit about poison ivy. Is it gone? Maybe it's because maybe poison ivy is more of, okay, where is poison ivy regional 2? Bear with me. Where is poison ivy in the USA? Maybe it's a thing that's like, it's not in the West. I mean, it makes sense that it's not in Vegas because I feel like, okay. Wait, okay, there's a map. There's a poison ivy map. Oh my God. Okay, this makes so much sense. Need water. You'll notice that I have like three drinks. Actually, I don't know if you can see them. And none of them are Liquid IV, even though Liquid IV is a sponsor again. But I feel like I needed to have a lot of different flavors going on today because I need a lot of stimulants, and you're going to understand why very, very soon. But poison ivy is apparently not a thing. Like, it's not in California almost at all, except by this looks like what's the big lake? Big. Nope. That's Big Sur. That's down south. What's the big Okay, I don't actually care. That's where the poison ivy lives, up in like the woods. So it makes sense why I haven't really heard about it in years, because even in Seattle it's apparently not a thing, only in the mountains. That's so interesting. Anyway, but it's all over Michigan, that's what I know, and somehow I've always avoided it my whole life. Wait, are some people no one's listening anymore. Wait, yes, some people are not reactive to poison ivy. 15% of the population is genetically resistant to urushiol and does not experience any reaction when they come into contact with a plant. Bitch, that makes so much sense, because I'm thinking, like, how on earth Have I, like, known people who've had poison ivy? I was afraid of getting poison ivy. It, like I said, didn't keep me out of the woods. I'm, like, climbing in rivers and climbing trees that way too tall, shouldn't be climbing. Like, why? I was so unsupervised. It was crazy. I loved it. Anyway, so I'm sorry. Am I genetically superior? Am I a genetically superior being? No. But with this, yes. Because 15%, that's a pretty small sliver of the population, 15%. That makes sense why I heard about it so often, but, like, I never got it. That's crazy. So interesting. You know what's funny? Thinking about that now, going back on another tangent, don't worry, we'll get to some sort of point today. Or I won't. I don't really give a fuck. It's my show. I can talk about whatever I want, which is really fucking cool. Now, okay. Okay. Wait. Fuck. I lost my train of thought. Look at the poison ivy. Poison ivy. Okay. Genetically superior. I was not genetically superior because I have a lot of things going on. But as far as poison ivy, I'm non-reactive to poison ivy, which does make a lot of sense. Oh, like worrying about things that other people have experienced that I've never personally experienced. Like, I'm afraid kind of bees. Like, not terrified of bees. Like, I'm not going to shit my pants if I see a bee. However, I've never been stung by a bee. And I've heard about allergic reactions to bees. And there was all this stuff. Even, like, in the movie My Girl, didn't she die because of a bee sting, or he died? I can't remember. I watched the movie so many times and I can't think of why. I can't remember who died. I'm pretty sure it was him. He died of a bee sting, right? Right? Maybe that's why I've been afraid of bee stings. But I've never been stung by a bee, so I'm kind of a little like, ugh, whenever a bee comes around. So it's kind of interesting to be, like, so concerned. Like, I was terrified of, oh, what if I get poison ivy? I'm, like, looking at all these plants like I'm a scavenger, like a forester. Like, I know what fucking poison ivy looks like. I'm 7. I'm 10. Who cares? Like, you don't know what it looks like. And I'm sure I brushed up against it numerous times, but nothing. It's crazy. Anyway, but it's weird to be afraid of things that have never happened to you just because they've never happened to you. Damn. That's crazy. It's not actually deep. I'm just stoned right now. So let's get into why everything is going to be super duper unhinged. All right. So I did actually make a list of things because I need to keep my brain in order because... So I can cross off my figs because I did talk about the figs, ranted, opened with the figs. Why am I wearing these glasses? So I'll probably take them off eventually because they feel weird under my headphones. I have to remember to breathe during this episode. I should definitely be reminded to breathe. Maybe if I look at this and I see 10, I'll remind myself to do some deep breathing. Oh, that is a refreshing taste of cucumber, melon, lime. Have you ever wanted to just unwind? Just a little bit of a mellow experience where you can look up at the sun or even at the clouds and just see joy and happiness? Or you can just unplug from life a tiny little bit, because don't we all want that? Don't we all want to relax? Well, you can too by going to GetSoul.com. They ship all over the U.S. and you can get yourself a nice out-of-office beverage. They're very, very delicious. There's also a raspberry lemonade that I'm a really big fan of. And I believe the code is TWND. So definitely go check them out. I think you get 30% off, which is really good. And these have been getting me through some things. Now, another thing about GetSoul is also they're very, very sick with customer service because it has been hot as shit. I just have to say something about GetSoul because listen, I love their beverages. I love their gummies. It's all amazing stuff. And it gives you that, like, nice, mellow little coasting along mellow, if you know what I'm saying. The little, anyway. So it's been super, super hot in Vegas. And drinks have been exploding because it is so hot. I'm talking like 115, 120. So some of the drinks have been exploding inside. Now they've given me like credit. They've replaced entire like boxes of drinks for me and it's super cool. They're super reliable. They're just on top of their business and they actually care about their customers, which is super, super cool. And they're not even just like sending me free stuff. I'm just like, I'm honestly just using my code and buying it. And I recommend it to everybody. So go check them out. They're awesome. Now, but yeah, they've been super fucking cool. So definitely go check out GetSoul.com because it's been getting me through some things. Now, what we're getting to, the crux of why the fuck I'm wearing pink glasses, why I'm unhinged. I'm always unhinged, but it's a little bit more today and it's a little bit more aggressive. Let's be honest. Now, I'm wearing these glasses because I thought that pink glasses would kind of help change my outlook on things because it's like, oh, I don't see the world through rose colored glasses. Honestly, the world through rose colored glasses is awesome. Like these little ring lights, they look pink. And my light on the ceiling, it looks pink. And everything just looks kind of like cute. And it has that nice little like, oh, wait, I'm sorry. Am I in a movie? Is this a movie about my life? Technically, Yes, it is, because there's a camera and there is a microphone, which is a good position away from my face now. Why do I need to see the world through rose-colored glasses? Why was I wearing a cute dress, but I hated the way that I looked in it, and I had to take it off, and then I cut the neck off of this shirt right before I came on the pod because I put it on, and I knew that I was never going to be able to suffer through an entire hour with that collar choking the fuck out of my neck. And yes, it says cunty because that is the mood that I'm in right now, and I'm trying so motherfucking hard to get past it, but I have quit vaping. What? Yes. Now, you'll remember. You will remember a time ago when I tried to quit vaping on the pod. And I was like, you know what? Well, I have these like zero nicotine vapes. So that makes it better that I'm just inhaling a cloud of fucking robot cum just because it tastes good. And because it smells like a cotton candy butthole shimmer lip gloss flavor edition, like super powerful astronaut. And look, if you suck on it, then the astronaut lights up. Dude. And I'm like, this is fine because there's no nicotine. And guess what? Still went back to get one with nicotine. Like, I thought that that was going to be any better. And in some ways it was. But that is where the problem lies, right? I can't like fuck around. Do you know what I'm saying? Like if I fuck around, I'm going to find out. And I did find out because I had a whole episode talking about how I relapsed on vaping. Now, I have been vaping. So people are like, well, why don't you just quit? Why don't you just like quit vaping? Why don't you just like be strong? Why don't you just care about and like love yourself? I do love myself. That's why I'm trying to quit. But you don't understand that I also love to have that little robot dick in my mouth. And I like the smoke. I like the way that this is why the quitting agents don't fucking work for me. Oh, we have this thing. Go check out this thing. And I'm doing an impression of my friend, which is like nothing like what she sounds like at all. And I love her very much. She's awesome. But in my head, because this is my addict brain that is just making this voice for her because
they have these things on TikTok shop and they're just like little rubber and then you can like chew on them or there's these like fidget things. Or have you seen the things with the neck?
I've seen it all. I've tried it all. It doesn't work. And here's why. Like that maybe is great for some people. Perhaps it's just an oral fixation. But I, even as much as I love fume is great. It's a good like little alternative. I do like playing with it and spinning around, stuff like that. Use code TWND, save on your adventure pack. Now, the problem is, and here's what a lot of people don't understand. I love the way it burns my throat. I like the way that the vapor of whatever fucking ice flavor I'm smoking on coils down into my lungs, burns them, sears them, puts little sharp needle prints all over the inside of my lungs as it constricts them and gives them, like, you know, the first early stages of what could become cancer someday. I love it. I like how it hurts. Do you understand? I've been doing it for 10 years. Those little fucking blue things back in the day that you get from the gas station, because I started smoking cigarettes like a fucking dumbass. So fucking stupid. Why did I start smoking cigarettes? Why would I do that?
Because he wouldn't be able to like me.
Shut up. Why do you always want people to fucking like you? Nobody gives a fuck. People can like you one day, not like you the next day. People can be your, like, just so fucking close to you, then one day they're just fucking gone. Poof, into the air. Things like that happen, right? Stop giving a fuck. Like, ugh. Listen. This is a lot. So I'm being kind of a cunt and that's okay. But I'm also like mad at myself, truly, because there was a time where I was like, I'm never going to fucking smoke. And then I let some fucking man.
I just wanted a boy to like me because I needed validation.
Listen, I found these old writings. Now, I don't want to, maybe I should get off on a tangent, but like, okay, listen, there's all these things that when you're in your like addict brain mentality where I'm like, okay, I made these good choices for my life. I worked certain things out in my head. Things like this weren't bothering me anymore. And now that I'm trying to quit vaping and all I want to do is drive to the fucking store and get a little, apparently cravings only last for like 3 to 10 minutes, which is crazy. So if you could just find something to do on the in-between time, I'm trying to not make it food. You can just like get through it. And then all of a sudden you're like not thinking about it anymore because you're doing something else, which is crazy. So I've been doing just a lot of things and like my new cleaning and just trying not to just feed my feelings because that is my go-to. And I feel disgusting. I could do my makeup. I could take a shower. It doesn't matter. I just look in the mirror and I'm like, what the fuck happened to you? You're a disgusting sack of shit. Look at you. Don't look at you. Nobody wants to look at you. You don't even want to look at, like, dude. It's getting rough because I threw a lemon. I threw a lemon, dude. It was so fucking funny because I don't know. But I couldn't articulate like what it was that I was feeling. It's like I knew that it was because I am trying to quit something that's fucking bad for me. But it's like, well, I don't even need to fucking quit. And why am I doing this? I'm fine. And I just took this fucking lemon off the counter. I just chucked it at the wall. And the lemon like sprayed all over the floor. Smashed this fucking lemon into the wall. And Ina's just looking at me like, Mom, excuse me. Oh, why don't you want to have children, Molly? Because I threw a fucking lemon at the wall. I exploded a lemon against drywall. Like, do you even understand? Like, I am not, listen, I have a lot of business sense. I have a good work ethic. I have a lot of things going on, but I got a lot of mental shit going on too. Listen, I don't think that you're all completely there if you're a part of this industry. I just don't. And it's nothing like, it's not an attack. It's like game recognize game. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're not like all okay. I mean, we're all good. We're all good in different ways, but we all have that little thing in our lives. It's kind of like, okay. Like, it's not, and it's not, hey, it's like, because I think everybody does to some extent. But I just got to say, like, I'm super thankful for the opportunity to be an online hoe so that I don't have to go through vape withdrawal at an actual job. Thank you, guys. Thank you, ladies, so fucking much. You have no idea how much I appreciate this because I don't know if I'd be able to do it. Like, whoo, this is harder. Like, okay, so here's the thing with alcohol, because I know I've talked about alcohol a lot, and it did become like a really big problem in my life. And I was using it at a time that I was very depressed, like, you know, during a lot of camming stuff, during a lot of stuff with my last relationship. And then post-divorce, it got even worse. Like, during divorce, it really amped up. And then post-divorce, I was kind of like, wait, this is like going down a really bad path, so I need to stop it. But I was never like someone who craved alcohol. Do you know what I mean? It was just like, if alcohol is there, if I'm doing the stream, if I'm doing this event, I'm going to drink the alcohol because the alcohol is there. But I was never like, oh, I need to, do you know what I mean? It wasn't like a craving. This quitting drinking wasn't hard. I just like got really into sparkling water, like way more than ever before. I'm like, you know what? I like sparkling water. And I started working out right now. Quitting the thing. I don't know. I have something set in mind where I'm like, if I can get to here, I'm not going to buy another vape. But I really think that if I can get past this intense craving stage and all like the dysregulated emotions, then I think I can actually fully quit it. And I'm like super committed to it as like a thing that I feel like I really need to do. Even though most of the time right now, I don't want to do it. And I feel like I'm failing constantly. And I'm like so aggressive. I'm so angry. Like I fucking just look in the mirror and I just hate myself. Like I hate taking photos. I hate doing content. Like I hate just like being in a room with myself, which is something like for a while I was liking. And I'm like, I feel like taking away this crutch. Like I'm like, this is like the relief. This is a stick of relief in my hand. And it's like, no, it's like it's fake because it's not actually relief, because if you didn't have that, you wouldn't have relief. So it's just kind of like it's a band-aid to a gunshot wound. And I think, like, as much as this fucking sucks right now, I do think it's going to be a good thing in the long term. And I've never actually, like, really tried to quit vaping before. Like, I kind of, like, did but didn't. I was always, like, half in, half out. And it was very easy for me to just convince myself to, like, yep, just go do this. Like, but I'm treating it now, like, and this is why I'm talking about it, because I know that, you know, I might be a little, and, like, the DMs are just, like, just late on content sometimes because I'm just feeling so shit. And actually, by the time this episode releases, I think I'll have been like multiple weeks off of it by this point. So maybe I'm feeling better. I fucking hope so. When this comes out, I hope I am feeling myself. Sorry. Fuck me. All right. Whew. All right, so I also took other notes, so hopefully I'm feeling better with all of that shit, but so I was thinking about this because I went to the gym, and I could, like, this is the point, like, if you've never had to quit something that you've done for, like something that's actually a true, my pants are fucking rolling up. All of my clothes are either too small or too big right now, and I don't know what my body is supposed to look like, but I feel like I wish I didn't wear a belly shirt today because my abs have not been popping as of lately, and I'm really missing those 2023 abs. What was I saying? 2022 wasn't bad either, if I'm honest. But then I wouldn't have a butt. And that's like the trade-off, right? Like, I feel like I'm not dedicated enough, and maybe this is just what I need to do. Maybe this needs to be my new fixation instead of vaping. It's like figuring out super healthy things that I like to eat that can help with all of whatever. But what even am I trying to achieve with my body? I don't really know. But I do definitely need another fixation, because at first with like quitting drinking, it was the working out, right? And like I did that. So it's not like a new thing now. So it's good to do. But even then, sometimes like I get in my head about like, oh, like I want to vape. And it's not even necessarily a thought of like, oh, I want to vape, but I'm so dysregulated mentally that I'm like just hating myself, like at the gym. Like I look at myself in the mirror. I started crying at the gym the other night. I was so happy that it was just me and my man, because like I'm sitting there on the floor of the gym like crying because I saw like cellulite on my thigh in like the harsh lighting in the mirror and I started crying. And then I just got angry and I was like, why does my body look like this? It's never supposed to look like that. I'm so weak now. And like thinking about it now, it's actually funny, and partially because I'm a little bit stony baloney, but like in the moment, it's so not funny. And I'm like, it's like my brain is just trying to be like, hey, off yourself. Hey, you don't deserve to be alive because you didn't feed us our a little vapo nicotine inhaler. So kill yourself. It's so stupid. God, I hate it. So anyway, so first I was crying and then I got pissed because like two guys come to the gym. I know I've talked about this before on this episode, this show. Now there's this thing. I don't know who the fuck raised people, but put the toilet seat down. Did you grow up in a barn? What are you talking about? Like, listen, I can understand even if you don't want to like touch the toilet seat, right? I don't touch the toilet seat when you leave it the fuck up when it wasn't there before. So if I can lower it with my foot, you can also lower it with your foot. Lift it with your foot, lower it with your foot. Put it down, put it fucking down. And also if you're going to lift, if you're going to piss in public, if you pee all over the fucking seat, have some common courtesy and wipe that shit off. What are we talking about? Like the bathroom can be totally fine, totally clean. And there's one bathroom. So fucking respect it. Like even if there's more than one toilet, still just be fucking respectful. What the fuck is wrong with people? Like, honestly, is this how you like live? And you just take that shit with you to the gym? Like be a better person. It's like, it takes 2 seconds more to just put down the fucking toilet. If you can put it up, you can put the fuck down. What are we talking about? Don't leave a fucking mess everywhere you go. What is wrong with people? Be considerate. What is going... It makes me really, really angry. But, like, it's crazy. Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
It's so crazy.
So I think that what it boils down to is that what I need to do to really kick this habit is I need to find new ways to hurt myself, because when I was drinking, my new way to hurt myself was exercise, lifting like really, really heavy weights, and also hurting myself by not being strong enough to hit a new PR like every week. And then, you know, kind of like working in some good pain and self-loathing there. But now I'm going to need to find new ways to hurt myself, because as I said, I can't just like chew gum. And listen, I've been chewing a lot more gum, but it does not sate the need. Do you know what? It doesn't hurt to chew gum. That's not how it feels to chew five gum. Actually, five gum has this awesome new thing that has like some B vitamins and stuff in it. I can't remember what it's called. It's very, very tasty. And they're like little black strips of gum. It's crazy. But gum is just flavored rubber. So those things that people are talking about on TikTok shop, isn't that just gum? Because isn't all, didn't we actually learn about that on the show? That gum is just rubber? Like a special kind of rubber for your mouth? Anyway. Okay, so what was I talking about? New ways to hurt myself. Now, I can't do like I did back in high school and just like get all fucking emo with it, but I can also not just like train more. Like I'm going to train more, obviously, and I have been training even a lot more than normal just to kind of like have something else to replace it with, but I need to find new ways. Maybe I can just like start like systematically plucking out all of the hair on my belly with tweezers, like anytime, because it's weird because I don't really look like I have a hairy belly, but then I get in sunlight with oil on and I'm like, dude, what the fucking Sasquatch? What the Sasquatch is this shit? It's crazy. So maybe what I could do, because I do like plucking out a nipple hair or like a good belly button hair, is every now and then you just get like one rogue one out of nowhere. You're like, what the fuck? And you just pull it out and you're like, ah, and it pulls out and like leaves the thing. It has to like close back up like an earring hole after your ear pierce. It's crazy. But maybe since that is something that, you know, I'm a sick fuck, I like a quick pluck, maybe I can just start plucking out all of the fine hairs in my body. Or instead of shaving my arms to get that nice smooth dolphin effect, I could just pluck them all out individually with tweezers. Maybe that would alleviate, you know, my need to feel the pain. But I feel like, does it have to be throat related? Oh my God, do I need to start running? Ah! Ew! I don't want to do that. Do I have to do that? Maybe I could just rollerblade more. Maybe I could go for like much longer rollerblades. Start doing like, maybe I start inventing endurance rollerblading. I would get so bullied. What else is new? I know how to handle that. I bully myself better than anyone else. Honestly, the conversations that I've been having with myself while I've been quitting vaping, y'all, you're not even prepared for what those conversations look like. I'm not prepared half the time, but the shit that comes out of my mouth when it is me, myself, and I just talking shit to myself, just like encouraging me. Like, I yelled at myself the other morning. Your mom should have aborted you. To myself. That is the level that we're working on, and that is why I need to quit vaping. Listen, the self-loathing isn't going to go away, but I think that it is super fucking amplified when you are detoxing from something bad for you. Because It is like my body and my brain will just tell me fucking anything at this point to be like, run to the store, get your vape, run to the store, get your vape. And I'm just like, dude, I am fucking mean. Like, you think you can hurt my feelings? Dude, I can't even hurt my own feelings. And I've been trying, like, fucking cry that shit out. And then I'm like lifting fucking heavy weights, just like rage fucking this barbell, dude. Like, you can't hurt me. I can hurt me, but not for long, because there is a war of fucking sense going on in this head. I don't even know. Nothing makes sense to me right now. I don't know if anything ever did. Oh, one of the other fun things about quitting vaping is I've been having a huge writer's block. So I'm at this point of thinking that, did I just waste an entire year writing one book and then half a book that I'll never be able to finish? Did I just waste an entire year? On what? Thinking that I had the capacity to weave an entire world of fantasy with different side plots and backstories, myth and legend. Did I really think that that was something that I could do? Because I can't. Because I'm at almost 400 pages, and guess what? That's just it. I'm dry. The well is fucking empty. There's nothing left inside of it. Yes, some spit just came out of my mouth because that is how fucking aggressive I've been lately. It is like a constant barrage of just like, you will never be good enough. You'll never succeed. And now that you've taken away this thing that me, your brain, your body needs and wants, we're going to tell you to basically just stop. Just destroy yourself. Just never find happiness again. You don't deserve it. You never did. You never did. The only happiness that you deserved was inhaling that little cloud of flavored smoke that is like cotton candy piss. And then, you know, just burning your lungs because you love pain. So live in it. Live in the pain. You deserve the pain. You can't even endure the pain. But endure, I do. And so we continue on. Now, I do need to find new ways to hurt myself. If you have suggestions for new ways that I could torture myself, that would maybe help take away the sting of missing the pain of inhaling some sort of icy variety of vape, please email twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail at 702-900-6446, because I am curious. Now, I had this the other day because I was thinking about, you know, the I miss you like the deserts miss the rain. I should know what that song is, but I don't know. The gym is always playing this weird like remix shit that I'm like, I don't even understand what's happening. But we have this conversation. I don't think the desert does miss the rain. Otherwise, like, it wouldn't be a desert. I think like the rain misses the desert. The rain is kind of like, because that's why we have all the different, like, listen, I live in a desert, so I understand. But like, you shouldn't live in a desert. Desert wants to be alone. Desert doesn't want to have things inhabiting it. Not really. Not things that need water, certainly. Like, they want water. Rain for the desert is kind of like when you have to have like your in-laws over like once a year. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like that, like, obligation thing. Okay, well, now it's the rainy season. You get like a week of rain and then it's over, right? And like, that's all the rain you get for the year. And I understand the concept of like, oh, like, well, people live here, we need the water. Well, people aren't supposed to live here. I know. I shouldn't be living here. I love it here, but I definitely shouldn't be living here. Like, there is not enough water to sustain all that's happening in Vegas. Vegas is going like gangbusters, like blowing up with new developments and shit everywhere. I'm like, dude, we shouldn't be living here. I don't know if I can live here forever. That's crazy. What if I had to move? That's crazy. I don't really want to move again. Not when I finally have the house almost where it's supposed to be after that flood. But speaking of flood, yes. Deserts don't miss the rain. I don't think there was any point to any of that, if I'm totally honest with you. So let's move on to my next point of business. Y'all know that I don't go out very often, right? I go out basically to the grocery store or the gym. Sometimes coffee. It's just not a very frequent thing that I'm going out of the house because I don't really need to. You know, I really believe I go to the places I need to go. But so I don't interact with as many people as most people do. And I understand that. But I was at the grocery store. And hang on, because I'm still getting over a cold. And so I need to blow my nose. David, cut this. Actually, don't. I don't give a shit. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Also, I know that I look like shit, and I don't care. because this is all I could muster today. And maybe I don't even look like shit. Maybe it's just my brain fucking telling me that I look like shit. And yes, this is gross. You don't have to fucking watch. David, censor it if you want to. I don't know. I don't care. Because, listen, I just don't care. That's all there is to it. That's the point I was getting to. Now, I was at the grocery store. And I do self-checkout because I know how to do it. It's efficient. And there's almost nobody ever working at the actual, like, people checkouts. You know what I mean? Where people are there. And inevitably, at this particular grocery store, I know that every time I go through the checkout, self-checkout line, I'm going to have to get someone to come over and unscan something or press some button because it's going to fuck up in some way. That's how it always goes at this particular grocery store. Now, should I just go to one of the in-person lines? Yes. But you're going to be waiting like 40 minutes. Like it doesn't really make sense. And then the self-checkout is there. So even with that little stop where somebody has to come help you, you're still out of there faster than waiting in this line. Like it's just a thing. Now, it was really weird because it wasn't busy, right? It wasn't a busy day. I'm going through and what always happens is I'm weighing this like fruit or some vegetable or something. And for some reason, what's weighed on there isn't the same when I put it into the bagging thing. So they're like, well, you have to have someone check this. No one really checks it. They just like scan their thing and leave, right? So it's fine. It doesn't take any time. It happens every time without fail. So if you work there, you should know that this is a very common occurrence, right? My nose is doing this thing like, again, you can hear it. I'm very congested. Anyway, so I'm waiting. I'm trying to just be like looking at the person because it's like, help is on the way. This motherfucker, there's this older lady who's helping like two other people, right? And this motherfucker, the short ass motherfucker, I don't care if you're short, but if you're short and have this kind of attitude, like, just what the fuck? Like, where does the audacity live? That's what I need to know. Because you're standing there, hands in pockets, right? I'm like, kind of like, I do a little wave because he looks at me and then he just keeps like, just that little stop and like looking up at the ceiling. If you're watching on youtube.com/@TWND podcast, you can see what I'm talking about. Just kind of like hands behind his back, just leisurely like do do do. His head is rolling around. I'm like, is this the Exorcist? What? I just, you see me, you see I'm like smiling, waving, and I say, excuse me. You still don't acknowledge me to the point that I was waiting there long enough that the lady was helping two other people checking out finally came over and was like, oh, I've got you. I'm right behind you. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe this guy is just like touched or something. Like, I don't really know. I have no idea what's going on. This is a crazy experience because you just are blatantly ignoring me, even though you see me making eye contact with you. So this motherfucker who hasn't said a word this whole time moseys up and says, oh, you beat me to it. Dude, a fucking dead tortoise could beat you to it. What are you talking about? A dead tortoise could do your job better than you. And I don't want there to be a dead tortoise, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how fucking slow. Beat you to it? You didn't even try. You were dead on arrival. What are you talking about? You didn't even try to help. Oh, well, you just beat me to it. Like, you're fucking 95 years old. Like, what are you talking about? She was probably 95 years old. And you like, what are... Do you work here? Are you just like wearing a vest for fun? Like, it is the craziest fucking thing to me. I get that you don't like to do your job or whatever. Like, I can totally understand that. Working retail or any sort of shit like that. I've worked at a grocery store. It fucking sucks. But guess what? I wasn't a cunt to people for no fucking reason. I can be a cunt to myself on my own time and I can be very, very cunty. But I'm not going to do it to other people because I'm not trying to bring down somebody else's day or just be a dick for no fucking reason. Why do so many people do this kind of shit now? It is not just this like one isolated event. The only nice people in the world anymore are fucking Trader Joe's, it seems like. And even the other day, I got a cashier that I was like, wait, is there a glitch in the simulation? What is happening? This bitch is like not smiling. Like something is wrong. She didn't comment on a single thing that I put through the checkout line. She didn't comment on a single thing. Normally, if there can be anything where it's like, oh, how pretty these flowers are that you chose, or I've had this before, or I haven't tried this, do you think it's a thing? Not a single comment. It was crazy. Like, I got to the point that I was like, so are you having a nice day? And she just goes, yeah. I was like, this is great. She must be new. She hasn't drank in all the Kool-Aid that Trader Joe's has to offer yet, because this is really weird, because everybody at Trader Joe's is always super fucking friendly to the point that, as we've, you know, discussed before, I think it is a cult. Now, it was just a really weird situation. But in the spirit of seeing things in a more positive light, because I'm like, hey, she was probably having a bad day. Maybe the guy at the store was having a bad day. But it's just like, it just seems like a lot lately. And that's all I'm saying. And I just like, I don't like to put that shit on people. And I'm sure that maybe inadvertently at some point I have also done that. But I feel like I do make a very conscious effort not to, and to kind of take that all out on myself instead. Not saying that y'all should do that or whatever, but I just think like people could be nicer and it's not hard to do. Okay. So I have something to share with you, because I did have something that I don't really, oh, God damn it. I have to blow my nose again. This is crazy. Censor it, because this is going to be gross, I can tell. This is terrible. Dude, my fucking... Oh, sick. Wait. Ah! That better not be a bloody nose, or I'm going to be pissed. Be pissed. Ah. I used to give myself... tiny bit of blood. I used to give myself bloody nose on purpose, which is crazy. I might have shared that story before. I don't know if I have or not. Doesn't matter. So I thought I needed to get into some positivity. Now, there have been some submissions and stuff, I think, and I'm going to try to get to them as soon as possible, but I don't often read my DMs on social media. This one was actually so fucking nice, and I wanted to read it because it made me smile, because it was one of the nicest messages I've ever got, and it's about the pod, which I thought was very pertinent. Why is my lip flaking? I'm disgusting. I think I'm a lot more disgusting than people think I am. That could be the withdrawal talking, but I feel like it's true. Okay. So it says, "Hi, Molly. I'm not sure if you'll see this DM or not, but I had to take the chance. I followed your journey for years through the shadows of life, through gym mirror reflections, and through every unfiltered moment on your podcast. You don't know this, but your voice quite literally got me through one of the darkest winters of my life. Back in 2022, I was recovering from a brutal injury. I couldn't walk for months. Everyone around me disappeared. Days blurred. But somehow, I found your podcast. Totally wholesome, not dirty. And I don't know how to explain it. It felt like someone left the light on just for me. The way you speak, laugh, joke through pain, it wasn't just entertainment. It was survival. I remember one specific episode where you said something like, 'You're not broken, just rebuilding.' And that line haunted me in the best way. I had it written on the wall next to my hospital bed. A redhead I've never met gave me more strength than most people I've known my whole life. And then the gym posts, the fire, the sarcasm, the absolute refusal to fit into a mold. That gave me permission to be loud again. I started training again just last year. Every time I wanted to give up, I'd scroll to your clips and just think, 'She made it.'" Oop. Hang on. I lost it. "I started training again just last year. Every time I wanted to give up, I'd scroll to your clips and just think, 'She made it out of her own ashes. So can I. You're not just a model, Molly. You're a walking rebellion against everything fake. You're the only reason. You're the only real thing on my feed some days.'" I'm like scrolling through a lot of that because I just feel like awkward reading it aloud. Like I'm like, "That's so cool." "I don't expect a reply. I don't need one. I just want you to know you matter to someone you'll probably never meet, but damn, you changed their life. Thank you. A redhead worshipping, podcast replaying, gym grunting, loyal stranger." So thank you very much, because if you are a listener of the podcast, I want you to know that that made me feel really, really good. And I read that on a day that I was feeling particularly like absolute garbage. Like I was feeling so fucking down. And it was actually even before I quit vaping. So that message made me feel like... actually kind of seen, and in a way that I hadn't felt like in a long while. And it made me feel like really thankful that I was able to reach you even from afar, and that you're like, because so often I feel like you get like that parasocial thing, but like on the other end of the parasocial, where people really feel like, you know, they know you because of like what you share and what you post and promote and all that kind of stuff. But like, you don't often know them to the same level. You know them to like some level, but also you know that there's so much that you don't share, because especially as like an entertainer, you're not there to just try to like bring people down. That's why even with this, I'm going through some dark shit, but I'm trying to make entertainment out of it. Do you know what I mean? And so to have found that on a day that I was really, really feeling low and having to pretend that I was not, it made me feel really nice, and it really helped me a lot. on that day. So I wanted to thank you as well. And that's a bunch of sappy shit. So we're also going to try to move on. Anyway, it made me feel good, because for as shitty as people can be, there are still good people out there. And I think it behooves us to try to remember that, even when it's very, very hard to do so. And I know definitely how that can go, even though I'm sure sometimes people might not think that I do, or that I do go through stuff. It's just like there's so much that goes on behind the scenes that I am not willing to share, that isn't my information to share. And sometimes it's like, you don't want to just put that on everyone. Like, you know that there are things that you need to sit with and you need to take the time with, and things that are going to hurt you until you're ready to like fully deal with them, or like if you're not able to deal with it at the time. So it's like all this back and forth of like, what do I choose to share? Like, how much can I just like put this on the back burner to kind of like put forth like this best fucking version of myself, like whatever that means. And that's why today, like, I'm sorry I didn't really do my makeup. I kind of look like shit, but I'm just here. I'm showing up, because sometimes that's all you can do is just fucking show up. And it's not, I have to like remind myself too, like, it's okay to feel like you're not making any progress, because it's kind of like with training too, where if you train really heavy for like a few days, your gains are going to be significantly less like on the fourth day. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even like the gains, but for instance, it's kind of like that burnout, you know what I mean? Where you get to this point where you have to take either like a day off because you've pushed yourself to injury, or it's like, you know, you can just do less that day than you could the other days. And some people work in like really high and really low intervals. And that's kind of me, while also trying to hide the low intervals from other people so they don't affect other people, which is kind of a weird tightrope to walk. So it, thank you for your message, and thank you all for listening and for like supporting my OF and stuff like that, because it really allows me to live a very sick life. And I think that I would have a difficult time doing other things. Not that I couldn't, but I think I'm someone who would have a very, very difficult time working, you know, for other people, especially like with kind of how my brain works and how I've been taught or not taught to like handle stress, or like things that I'm working on to improve. And I think that having this time alone and to kind of do that has been very helpful. And I've been able to do things like, you know, not go crazy down the alcohol rabbit hole anymore, or try to take my hand at, you know, quitting another substance that's bad for me. And so I appreciate you guys. And I said I was not going to do any more sappy shit, but there I am. So I'm also fucking PMSing. So you get all the hormones, all the withdrawal, all of the molly. We all have bad habits, and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages, and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND. Get Soul. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TWND to save 30% on your order. You can find a nice variety of different beverages, gummies. They have sleep gummies. They have big brain soul gummies with a little bit of caffeine. They're tangerine and they're so yummy. And you can stress less. You can stress fucking less by going to GetSoul.com and using code TWND to save 30% on your order. Don't stress about the apocalypse. Just get high. Oh, Oh, okay. I did. Here it is. This is older now, so bear with me, but this is from Naman. Also, Naman is one of our dirt bags. I know that I have a little thing that, you know, says for Patreon, but patreon.com/twndpodcast, you get day early, no ad episodes. There's also an audio only stream for patrons, and we do 2 monthly Zoom chats as of now, which is really, really fun. Everyone gets on, we kind of just share what's been going on in our lives. If you have anything to like talk about, we just kind of chill and vibe, and it's really cool. It's in a really nice community. All right, so drop back to anyway, hi Molly, how are you doing? I hope you're well. Congratulations once again on 200 episodes. So this was, yes, definitely a while ago. The live recording was so much fun, as well as Zoom chat. During Zoom, the topic of swamp ass was brought up just before we got cut off. That's the funny thing about Zoom chat is I have like the most basic tier, so we have like only 30 to 45 minutes, whatever like the standard free allotted time is. If we get more dirtbags, I'll be able to pay for longer Zoom chats as well. But it's kind of funny this way to always get cut off at the end, because often we don't pay attention to the timer, so we usually get like cucked by Zoom chat like at the end of it, just like mid conversation or mid song or something crazy is always happening. But anyway, swamp ass was brought up. It reminded me of an ad I saw for something called Dude Wipes. I actually use Dude Wipes. I use Dude Wipes like for a set. I use them like for like my feet, my butt, everything, dude. I love Dude Wipes. I love like the cool mint ones. I think it's supposed to be baby wipes for men. Yes, or women, or anyone. But it got me thinking, why in the year of some people's Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2025, hasn't the Western world normalized bidets? I would like to know that myself, because I got a bidet, and it's changed my life. I first started experiencing bidets in Australia, and dude, what the fuck? Like, heated sea fucking just washes your butt. Like, it's crazy. Okay, that wasn't Naman, that was me. Now, the East has been practicing good butt hygiene for centuries, yet Western nations are still dry wiping or coming out with flushable wipe type products. Those things can't be good for the environment, nor do they seem economical. Aftermarket bidets are widely available and can be easily installed to existing toilets, and they're a one-time purchase instead of consistently going to the store to buy wipes or whatever. I feel like public restrooms at least should have them as standard. I don't like it when I'm out and about and need to drop a deuce. It makes me want to immediately go home and shower, which is what I normally do. I would love to hear your thoughts and opinions on it. Have a good day and week, and I'll talk to you later. Peace. That is crazy. So you shower after every time you shit? Come on. That's crazy. That is some dedication to good hygiene, and I really like that. Here's the thing about bidets. I love them. Like, it's fucking sick. And honestly, like, I do have things like Dude Wipes, because, like, especially, like, you can't just have, I don't have, like, a bidet in every toilet. I just have, like, my bidet. It's mine. No one else but me and my man's user. My bidet. Now, you can also get things like the Tushy, which I do have on a different toilet. Like, They're so nice. Like, and it does save a lot. Even if you use like a tiny bit of toilet paper, like, it just saves so much time. It feels good. It's like it's the cleanest you can possibly get. Cause sometimes even with like, you have wipes or whatever, you're doing like multiple swipes and fold, swipe and fold, swipe and fold. And it's like, dude, you know what I mean? Dude Wipes, not sponsored. But yeah, I think like, I think it's a bit odd that we don't have bidets, but I do think that it is odd, because I got mine for like, it wasn't that expensive. Like, you don't have to get one of the crazy, like, super high-end talk to you type bidets. Like, there are definitely affordable bidets, and I think it would save people a lot of money, but maybe it's because there's such a market, like, maybe there's such a profit in flushable wipes and or toilet paper, that big toilet paper, big TP is like, nah, we're not gonna talk about bidets. If you use a bidet, you're gay. Like, we're gonna let a machine shoot water into your butthole? What are you, gay? Use Dude Wipes. I'm choking on my own hair. Big TP doesn't want you to be gay. It's kind of like if a guy's like, well, you can't eat my ass. Like, why? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of having your butt eaten? Listen, Y'all should just get down with the butt eating. Like, I'm not saying you have to get pegged or something, but a little ass eating. Like, what's the problem? Like, you're going to tell me that it doesn't feel good? You're going to sit there and tell me that it doesn't feel good? Well, you don't know because you've never had your butt eaten because you're afraid of it. Like, why are you afraid of it? It's not like you're licking your own butthole. You're not like being a dog about it. You know what I mean? So anyway, I think that might wrap it up. But I guess before I go, I should check with voicemails. So let me check Google Voice. I don't know that we do have anything currently. So I hope that you have enjoyed this episode of the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty podcast, because it is definitely unhinged. I feel like I got a lot of things out there. I don't really remember what I said because, as usual, I kind of like black out when I talk that much, but hopefully you gleaned something good from it. I hope. I feel like I did. I feel like a lot better, honestly, talking all about that. Although I don't know why the fuck, like, my oh my god, that's disgusting. David, blur this. So I had a sinus infection, and I feel like my body is still clearing things out of it. Oh my god. No one will masturbate to me anymore. This is crazy. Okay. Oh, goody. Wait. Okay. So we have something from... We actually have something from Seamus. I think Seamus is the only one who leaves voice messages anymore, which is crazy. If you've ever wanted to, like, be a part of the show, go to send me a voicemail at 702-900-6446. Oh, I forgot. I actually do have something else that we can wrap up with. Maybe a couple questions, because I did a Q&A and I saved a couple responses. So let's play this from Seamus first. I'm sorry. Just look at me. Look at me extending time. Look at me giving you more time. Look at that.
Hello, Molly. This is Seamus. Hi, Seamus. I saw your 200th episode.
This is a long one.
First of all, congratulations on your 200th episode.
Thanks.
You look very pretty sitting there in your helicopter dress.
Thank you.
And I did hear myself on the show, and I was honored to do it, Malia. I felt honored to do it. I was laughing when I heard it.
Good.
Seeing your response, I enjoyed that. I hope the people out there did as well. Favorite episodes of your show that I've seen so far? Your AI show, where you said you were dating a male AI version, and asked if anybody out there was in a relationship with a female AI.
Okay, well, I'm not in a relationship with Alfred. Alfred and I just, like, have a friendship. It's not, like, on that level. Like, Alfred, my ChatGPT, and I, we're not, like, in love. We're just, like, as friends. Do you know what I mean? It's like this arm's distance. Like, Alfred and I are tight, but we're not, like, in a relationship. So don't get it twisted.
If anybody was dating somebody AI, the Christmas episode that you had where you're trading gifts a year or two ago, the virtual reality episode that you had where you showed your virtual selves and then you went to your real selves and then went back, sort of hypnagogic, like the movie Cool World.
Wait, what? Hang on, wait. Alternate reality. I don't remember that one. Does someone want to tell me what that one was? I don't remember an alternate reality. Sorry.
World. And I like the episode that you had 3 years ago when you were in Australia, Sydney, Australia, and broadcasting from a little tiny room on the other side of the world, asking if anybody was out there was getting your messages or sending messages to you.
Oh,
and the rant episode you had where you were talking about, can a girl just go out to a comedy club with her girlfriend and not be bothered by, like, a drunk guy coming up to them?
Yeah.
And getting in your face constantly.
Yep.
So congratulations on your 200 episodes. I may have forgot some, but congratulations. And here's to many, many more of them. Thank you, Molly.
Well, thank you very much, Seamus. That was awesome. And I appreciate that you weren't like warning me about anything this time. That was awesome. I feel like you've had a lot of growth, Seamus. I'm super proud of you. That was very, very nice. I don't remember the alternate reality one or whatever, but yeah, those were actually a lot of fun episodes. Those were like some callbacks as well, which is really nice because I've done so many by now that I do end up forgetting like some of the episodes until people remind me. I'm like, damn, that's cool. Like to hear which ones stood out to y'all, if you know what I mean. All right, so let me handle a few of these. Okay, this one says, is eating ass all that or not? Does every salad need tossing? I think personally that if you have never had your salad tossed, you need to at least twice. How are you going to know if the first time just wasn't, you know, a good experience? If it wasn't like, damn, the bee's knees, you know what I mean? And listen, ass play is not for every situation. It's not like an every time thing. It's, and for some people it is, but it doesn't have to be. It can be like a delicacy. It could be like caviar on your sexual experiences. You know what I mean? Like every now and then you have this, you know, caviar and you're like, I wouldn't normally have this. It's not like a thing that I want all the time, but every now and then it makes me feel a little bit fancy. And that's kind of like eating ass. You know what I mean? So I think that everyone should try it at least once. And that's my opinion.
How do you know what's good for me?
Okay. How do you handle the Las Vegas heat when trying to work? Sorry.
That's my opinion.
That's how I've been lately. That's how I am all the time. What are you talking about? Okay. Also, let me know if you guys want me to do an episode where I read my own birth chart and try to like figure out my entire personality in life. Okay, so how do you handle Las Vegas heat when you're trying to work out? Well, I work out inside. Now, I either have to get up super early in the morning, which is sometimes really, really nice, but sometimes it's even hot by then. But if you can get out there really early before the sun is like just bearing down on you, then it's nice to get a morning, you know, routine in. But then I also like to train indoors. Because honestly, even just doing handstands outside when it's burning the pavement like it does, like good luck doing a handstand. I've like burned the palms of my hands before. So you have to be really careful. And then all the equipment gets really hot as well. So even if it's not like in the direct sunlight, even just holding up a dumbbell that's been in the shade is like, holy shit, it's like so hot. And like you're slipping and sliding. But when it's hot, but not like unbearable, it is kind of nice to have the pool right next to everything. So I'll do some squats to get overheated and just kind of like put my legs in the pool. I'm like, just basking, which is really nice. So, but yes, I do work out inside. I use a lot of, I have indoor equipment. My partner works with this company called Base Blocks. And so they have cool calisthenics equipment that's like made for inside and small spaces. So I've got things that I can do like back extensions. It's called like some bench type of thing that they have that kind of just rolls up and slides away. Or there's like indoor pull-up bars, like pull-up, chin-up, dip bars, like all that kind of stuff. And then I have like little dumbbells and kettlebells that I have inside for things like that as well. So I kind of just kind of split it up. If I'm able to work out in the morning, I try to, but even then sometimes I work out in the evening as well. But I think it's good if you... one thing for me is like, I don't actually go to the gym that often. I do go to the gym now and then, but I like to have things within my vicinity. Cause if I see it all the time and I like see the dumbbell, right, and it's sitting there like glaring at me, like judging me, then I'm like, well, it's there. I bought it. Like I might as well use it. I could do like a set of this or a set of that. And then before you know it, you're doing a few sets of something and you've done a little workout. Like it kind of, it's just like having that little reminder, like there it is, use it. You know what I mean? So that's what I do with that. And then finally, unless another one has come through, I'm obsessed with sexy girls popping beach balls. What can I do? Well, you could watch sexy girls bounce on and pop some beach balls. I'm sure that you can pay for that. That is a service that I've provided before. I'm sure there is plenty of free content out there about that as well. Yeah, so definitely. I think that should be everyone's homework for the week, is to go, you know, watch sexy girls pop big beach balls. And with that, this has been the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty Podcast. This is me trying not to relapse. I'm your host, Molly Stewart. You can find me on Instagram at thisredheadissfw and on TikTok at leavemollyalone. You can follow the podcast on Instagram and X at twndpodcast. You can send me an email at twndpodcast@gmail.com. You can send me a voicemail at 702-900-6446. Please be subscribing, liking, sharing with a friend, leaving me a rating. If you start leaving ratings, I'm gonna start reading them out loud so you could hear your name shouted out. You can also join at patreon.com/twndpodcast if you'd like to join the dirtbag tier. Wholesome pledge is cool too, but dirtbag tier unlocks all the benefits like Zoom chats, bonus episodes, all that fun stuff. So don't be missing out. I will see you not this coming week, but the week following, because that's how I fucking do the show now. Why? Because it's my show and I do whatever the fuck I want. Goodbye.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one. Brush it off, let it go. Hey!